Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Tuesday. It's a Tuesday, going to rain a little bit later on today, so get everything in now that you need to do. Colin Dunlap alongside Chris Mack. In theory, Chris Mack is working from home as well. Jim Colony doing the updates from his dining room table. Producer Matt, he's back in our Green Tree Studios. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's good. We are virtually together. I've seen a lot more use of the word virtual again in the last few days and weeks, even though like it felt like the peak of the use of the word virtual happened in like 1998. It's made its way back into the lexicon in a big way.
Yes, you're right about that. It absolutely has. So I was just thinking about something as I sat down, and I think this is a good pre-show topic of conversation here. We might even bring it back later. One of the main, well, the main problem with this whole stuff is that people are dying and people are getting sick, right? So, I mean, that's the main problem. So let's not make light of that. That's the issue. But there are certainly so many sort of offshoot issues, right? And everyday issues, right? Like first world problems, if you will. And that's where we are with all of this. That's the stuff that people can relate to most, I think. And so people who are, and there's, you know, unemployment and things like that. And so, I mean, again, those are the big problems. But then there are the first world problems, the people working from home. And I thought about this as I sat down in my chair to do the show, my wife's closet. Everybody's kind of patching together sort of a patchwork home office sort of job. If they've never worked from home before, they're kind of putting together their setup. And we did this, I don't know, week and a half ago, when we talked about the things that people realized they didn't have at home or whatever, what they didn't realize that they didn't have at home and that they wish they kind of had better. And the one thing when we went on Twitter and did this little exercise that rose above everything else was a comfortable office chair and or a comfortable chair to sit in all day, because they don't, I don't want to say take for granted at home, but they understand right now at home, or they understand at their office how much more comfortable that chair is. You follow what I'm saying now, right?
Yeah.
When you're made to
there's
sit
a, there's
in
a big, yeah, there's a big difference between sitting in a dining room chair or a kitchen chair for 8 hours, or sitting in a chair that's made to be sat in while you're doing work and getting things done. Absolutely.
Yes. So that spawned this. The latest, I don't want to say problem, but one of the quandaries I'm finding a lot of people having, me included, is like stuff like a chair, a comfortable chair, things like exercise equipment, stuff like work at home sort of things, or I'm going to be, no one knows exactly how long you're going to be home. So the merits of ordering that, because you wouldn't get the use out of it if you're not really like using it every day, if you're not homebound. Like people want exercise equipment, right? It's expensive stuff, you know, Peloton or stuff from I don't know, Rogue or whatever, like weightlifting stuff. And they want to say, well, I'm going to build a home gym out, but like if we're all going back to work in 2 weeks and I use my thing at work or my gym opens back up, man, that's a little bit of a steep price. Same thing with an office chair. Hey, look, if I'm going to be working from home for 3 months, then it pays. But if I'm only going to be working from home for another 2 weeks, do I really want to spend $300 on this ergonomic office chair? That's now the latest, like, crossroads situation for people.
You got to be comfortable, or you got to try to be comfortable, right? I'm curious to see how many people And look, you mentioned it's going to be a rainy couple of days here. It's spring. It is what it is. But, like, as we push into nicer weather over the next few weeks and people are still working from home, I thought about this over the weekend. I thought about it yesterday when it was really nice out. How many people are going to pull the out on the back porch or deck or patio or whatever it is, wherever their outside space is, balcony maybe, go out there and try to get work done? And that you're not getting a big, comfy, leather, ergonomic office chair out there. You're just plopping down in, let's be honest, like some kind of patio furniture. And now your productivity is really out the window. Now all of a sudden it's 10:30 and you're cracking open an ice-cold Corona or whatever your beer of choice may be. And before you know it, you got no cares about office chairs. You're more worried about getting a sunburn.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've already seen it on my street. I saw it yesterday. A woman doing work from her driveway in kind of a regular sort of lawn chairish sort of job. She was sitting out in her driveway with her laptop on her lap, and she was doing it up. Yep.
Yeah. God bless you if you're pulling it off.
Yeah, she had it. She had it done. But no. So I think that's the stuff that people are at that crossroads. I want to make my life comfortable, but I don't want to bankrupt myself doing it if it's only going to be for another couple weeks. That again gets back to, we always need to know. We've become so married to timelines, and it's not necessarily a lack of patience. It's that people plan. And people have, even the people who say, well, I don't know, I just kind of fly by the seat of my pants or whatever. The rigidity that people have with planning goes, even if you're not a great planner, it shows here. It shows finite end dates on things. That we function as a society knowing what end dates are. I mean, look at expiration dates on goods. We know when we need to shop for Christmas gifts. We know how long we need for everything. And we don't have that here.
No, we don't. And it's like I said yesterday, and we just keep coming back to the fact that the uncertainty is what drives you as nuts as anything else. Uncertainty is as infuriating as trying to figure out a fifth grader's common core math problem that you can't help them out with. Or whatever all those little things are that are adding up during your day, the uncertainty is the toughest thing to deal with.
Because I was looking for, I want to buy a bike, an exercise bike, and I would get, because I just supplement it with some of the other stuff that I do. And it's the one thing, I sold my rower a couple years ago. I bought it and I just didn't use it enough. I go to a place that has rowers and I want to get an old school, like I find the most effective exercise bikes are, I mean, and here's the thing, I don't want to spend on a Peloton because I know back when the gym opens back up, I'll go there and I won't, that's where my fee will go. I won't use the Peloton as much, and I don't want to spend on the Peloton. This is the quandary I'm in. I don't want to spend that much money on the Peloton right now, knowing it might only be 3 weeks or even a month. So I want to get an old school exercise bike. And these for me are the most effective ones, with both the arms and the legs go, and the front wheel is just a big fan. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
Fan bike. Those are such ass kickers. If you really, I mean, the effectiveness of those things are incredible, but I don't know, again, and I've got to start, I'm going to look for one today, and I don't care if it's from 1967, like I'm finding this thing. I want to find it and have it, but it does Facebook Marketplace now. That's a thing where you have to like meet another person, right? That doesn't get delivered.
Yeah. Unless you could figure out a way to like Venmo them some cash or something, and they can like drop it off in your driveway, I would think. I don't know.
Yeah, here we go. Here's all these people. My daughter's an emergency room nurse at the local hospital, and you got to worry about what chair you can use. We're not diminishing your daughter being a local emergency room nurse. And actually, we've championed her cause, if you've listened to our show, over the past couple weeks. But it's okay to take a step back from all the big, enormous stuff, Johnny Texter. It's all right to do that and understand that people go through still everyday sort of regular quote-unquote problems. And you know what else we can do? We can have a laugh about it. We can have a laugh about regular things going on because we've settled into this life where it's day after day after day in the monotony. And sometimes with our job, we found it best to have a laugh, much like Seinfeld or much like Larry David or someone like that, to have a laugh over the day-to-day life of the monotony. Not everything needs to be enormity. Not everything needs to be the biggest thing. We don't need to put a death total up or a hospitalization total up every single day. We understand all that is overarching and it's the biggest thing. So you know what? Save your mean-ass texts for someone else. Maybe send them at 10 o'clock to Ron if you'd like. I'm not an audience for them today. It's okay to escape from that for a little bit, and it doesn't diminish the way we feel about the important people in life. So thanks for the text, and you can keep them coming at 412-928-9370 all morning if you like. Back to that fan bike, though, Chris. So you say that it's like a point-to-point purchase on that Facebook marketplace. Man.
I think that's how you could. I think you can do it however you want to do it, you know? And then, you send them some money, and they can just put it outside your house, and then you can go out and wipe it off and Lysol it to death if you want to.
Those things are so old, somebody's just going to take it. If someone puts it outside your house for 10 minutes, you'll be like, this guy's throwing it out.
Oh, yeah. That's clearly someone's trying to get rid of this for scrap. I'll take it. Yeah, sure.
This old Airdyne bike. And you know what? Like, the wind gets you up under your shorts, or it gets you all over your face. Like, you're figuring, like, am I breaking a sweat or am I not? Because it's so windy when you start pedaling.
Do you think the ones like that they have on the NFL sidelines that you see all the time, like guys staying warm in between series, like if they've got like a tight hamstring or something, do you think they're the very same ones that have been on NFL sidelines since 1973? Because they look like the exact same ones, right? So why would they go out and buy new ones?
You know what I've always wondered on the NFL sidelines? And I do this, and I ride a bike quite a bit just like that. I mean, I always do. I do probably, like, when our life is in session normally, I ride one of those bikes probably 3 to 4 days a week at this place I work out. I have no idea how those guys ride it with spikes on.
That's a good point.
The pedals, yeah. I don't, unless your feet, unless the holes in between, the gap in between at the very bottom of your foot is wide enough for that to fit in perfectly, it's really tough to ride that. But now they don't ride it like Greg LeMond or like, you know, Lance Armstrong.
No, they're just
kind of moving around, right?
Yeah, they're just keeping things loose. I imagine there's probably, like, you get that space in between your spikes, like in the arch of your foot. That area where there aren't any spikes, that you can fit the pedal kind of right in there between the cleats, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
that's that's actually the hardest part of riding a Peloton, is getting the special shoes that you're supposed to wear to clip into the special pedals. Because if it doesn't work and your foot, like, slips off the pedal a little bit, inevitably your shin bangs into the pedal and you've got an enormous bruise the size of a softball for 3 days. But forget the pedaling. That's the hardest part.
I did a couple classes with my wife, and I was sworn to when the lady, and we know her, the instructor, and you know, Holden goes to and that's one thing my wife is missing, is cycle bar. She goes with Holden. Yeah. That's her workout partner on Mondays, especially. She goes to cycle bar with Mike Holden, which to me is incredible. I love it.
Fantastic.
But I was destined to when, and the lady's name is Marissa. We know her well, and she's the instructor. I was destined to have her not tell me how to put the foot into the thing. I was like, I'm going to get
it. Oh, you wanted to figure it out yourself.
Absolutely. And I did. I did the shimmy back and forth and clicked that bike. And then I'm in and I'm like, oh, my gosh, though. You feel like you're locked in, like you're an astronaut for takeoff. And you're like, I can't move. If you move.
Not going anywhere.
Does the whole bike flip over? I feel like I'm a deck that got nailed to a house. Like, there's a whole bike flip over if I go to get off.
It's going to land on top of me, and I'm going to be stuck under this thing for 6 weeks.
Oh, yes. Big thanks to all the texts. I thank you guys for giving us a sense of normalcy in a very abnormal time. Yeah, that's what we're doing. We're just talking regular-ish, if you will, during all this stuff. That's what we want to do. Oh, man. But anyway, that Peloton, you know what I thought about, too, as I was looking at stuff on Twitter yesterday? Those in this time now, those Peloton instructors are starting to be some of the most recognizable people in America.
They're celebrities. They're celebrities, oh, yeah. Quite literally. Like, you mentioned Alex I say Alex Toussaint to somebody, and they're like, oh, man, he's the best. I love it. And I'm like, I just mentioned that I did his workout, and I really liked it, and I like the music he picks. That's all. No, he's the best. You go on their Instagram, and they're literally, like, they got more followers than movie stars.
Yes. This a woman across the street swears by her Peloton, and she's, like, texting people, like, you got to get on this ride with – you know, whoever, with this lady in New York that's, and then I see that, like, NFL stars are, like, trying to match up with each other. Like, you got to get on this 45-minute ride with Joe in L.A. or whatever. I'm like, wow, I should have got on that Peloton thing before, but now it's too far gone. Like, I'm going to wait it out. But I need an Airdyne bike. If anybody has an old Airdyne bike, I want it. I'll buy it off you. Drop it off in my house. I'll pay going rate. I want it. I don't care how old it is. As long as it moves. As long as it goes. I don't want it to move. I just want it to work.
Yeah. You want it to move in place.
Yes.
You don't want it
I'm envisioning Colony back in 1981 on an Airdyne bike with a towel around his neck and a hooded sweatshirt on. A garbage bag jacket that makes you sweat with a towel around his neck and socks up to his knees.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, man. Good morning to you. We have a great show for you today. Baseball has a plan, and it's crazy. They want to play. Zeiss was falling asleep on a show last night. That's a breakfast bite. We have it for you. Anfernee Jennings, Alabama linebacker. He joins us at 9:30. Now, he's been in a couple mocks in, like, the third round for the Steelers. I've seen that. Mm-hmm. So that could work. And he's listed as a linebacker. He could grow into a rush guy, kind of a stand-up on the edge sort of rush guy in the NFL with his hand down maybe on the defensive line on the edge. So we talked to Anfernee Jennings from Alabama at 9:30. And I've got an interesting thought about Roberto Clemente coming up in the 6 o'clock hour. We're all over the place. We're having a great time. Thank you so very much for joining us. We are the Fan Morning Show.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.